I just told you I was having some trouble with my audio.
Oh, okay.
I don't know.
All right, we'll let you know. We'll risk it.
Let me just get this open. Sorry, I had to unmute and then I lost it.
So this is. Oh, did I put the? Did I put the wrong one?
Yeah, I think so.
Oh. See, I should have left it to Elon. That's what you get for trying to, you know, be the first. Okay. See? Okay. So this begins with Imhaya Malamid Mipiv the Talmidim Malamid. Vimhaya Malamid Al Pimitar Game Hamitar Game Omid.
Sorry, I had to open up the other one now. Imhaya Malamid Mipiv the Talmidim Malamid. Vimhaya Malamed al Pimatargim, Hamatargim, Omid Beno Vena Talmidim, Harav Omer Lamatargim, Lamatargim, Ashvel Hola Talmidim. Ukshahim Sholim Lamatargim, Hu Sholel Rav, Harav, Mesu Lamatargim, Hamatargim, Mesu Vasholel. Velo Yagbia Harav Kol Yosher Mikol Hamasargim, Hamatargim, Velo Yagbia Hamatargim, Kolo Beesa Sholel as Harav, Yoter Mikol Harav.
So just parenthetically, right, that this is Moshe Yadaber. V'ha Elokim Yanenu V'kol, right? So that this is what we dwelled on a little bit yesterday, right? The experience, not just of Kriyas HaTorah, but Talmud Torah, as predicated on Maimid Har Sinai.
Doesn't he get this from Brachos? Where in Brachos?
Yeah. And then Eina Matargim Rashai.
Eina Matargim Rashai, Lolif V'chos, Lolif Hosi, Lolif Lishanos. Ella Inkain Hai Hamasurgaman Aviv Shel Chacham O Rabo.
Right, so this is the no editorializing clause that you can't just start, you know, adding in and subtracting, you know, etc., etc. You shouldn't, you know, start doing that. Elim Cain, you know, he's the father or the Rebbe, so he can do that. But otherwise, you know, you should be faithful, you should be a Mitargim and not. This is the new section. It's not, you know, as they used to tell us when we were kids, this is not the time for an editorial, right? And the difference between the two is sacrosanct, you know, etc. Okay.
Omer harav l'mesurgaman, kach amar li rabbi, o kach amar li abba mari. Uksa omer l'mesurgaman advarim la'am, omer b'shem ha'chacham, umaskir smos al aviv harav, o shal rabbo, o omer kach amar Rabba Ploni Afal Pisha Lo Hiskir Harav Smo Sel Chacham. So Asher Likros L'Rabo Ola Aviv Bishmo.
Yeah, it's a very curious thing, you know, like that. Why the Rambam felt the need to paskin this? He says, you know, I totally understand why the Rambam would give us the exception of Aviv Ol Chacham, that he can editorialize, you know, that's a very important halacha. But this seems like a little bit trivial, right? He's just saying, like, okay, so if the Rav were giving Shir, I need a Matargim, and the Rav said, I heard from Abba Mari, so the Matargim would say, you know, the Rav is saying in the name of Rav Moshe, you know, or you know, the Rav would say, I heard from, Mori Zakeni, so saying the Rav is quoting Rav Chaim saying, so, okay, all right, so we understand. So that's part of, you know, Ishimo Vaviv Tiro and Mora Ramcha Kimura Shamayim is Ein Korin Lo Bishmo. So it seems like it's like a little bit of a funny thing, but we'll see that it's actually much more than that. So it's just an observation for now. So the Ravid jumps in, and the Ravid says, oh, you know, what's the Ramam's Makor? It's a passage in the Bavli. It happens to be in Masechta Yoma, Mavram, Davrazeh, Mikra Chadash Haya. It was a one-time case. I'm not really sure why the Rambam is paskining it. But who Rav? Shama Turgim and the Rav Shela. Rav Shela didn't know who Rav was, and he asked Rav to serve as his Maturgiman, Masechta Yoma, Vishina Vahosev Sheya Gadol Mimenu. And in the middle of serving as the Maturgiman, so Rav says, starts saying his own svaras and bringing rayas that weren't there because he's Gadol Mimenu. That's the makar for the Rambam. So you can already see on its face, and the Ravid is saying, that's a strange makar to use, because that was a davar chadash, right? Davar zeh chadash hu. So, it's a strange makar for the Rambam. That's the critique of the Ravid. Okay. So, as we'll see, the Kesef Mishnah says it's not the Rambam's makar, and if you read the Rambam carefully, you wouldn't have said it was his makar. Because the idea in the Rambam is not that Shehaya Gadol Mimenu, but right, exactly. Nachi, well done. Right? Avivo Rabo. It doesn't say Gadol Mimenu. So, fascinatingly, okay, maybe we'll turn things over here to Ilan. Go ahead. This is Kesef Mishnah. Aval Rabbeinu. Okay, so Ilan, you have to get used to that, right? That's always the sleeper in the Rambam. That is actually based on the Yerushalmi, right? That's what, you know, when we can't find, you know, the obvious source, it's actually Yerushalmi. So the Ran has an incredible chiddush. The Ran says that, you know, the direction of the sugya is that if you're the child of the Talmud, you're allowed to be mishana what your father is saying or what your Rebbe is saying, because you're not going to upset your Rebbe or your father, because they'll say, ah, my son. You know, b'chadam mekane chutz b'vno v'talmido. So that's the way the Ran wanted to learn. But that's not what the Rambam is saying. Right, so he says, if you go back to the original language of the Yerushalmi, right, the Rambam has the real gear of the Yerushalmi correctly, right, the one that the Rif quoted. So the Rif, the Rimigash to the Rambam, right, that this Yerushalmi, but not the way the Ran understood it, but the way that the Yerushalmi actually appears in the original Makar, right, you have to go back to the primary source, don't take anybody's word for it. So the actual Yerushalmi says that if the Meturgaman happens to be the father or the Rebbe, strange as it sounds, of the Magid Shir, so he's allowed to be Mishana because, you know, he has the authority to do that. Now, it doesn't say that it's Gadol Mimenu, right? And maybe it wouldn't be Gadol Mimenu, because how could you take somebody who is Gadol Mimcha and turn him into a Meturgaman? That's an odd thing in its own right. So you'll see what we're building up to. Okay, so the Kesef Mishnah says, so the Ravid's Kasha is no Kasha. It's not based on the Bavli altogether. It's based on the Yerushalmi. He says, read the Rambam and you'll see that it's not based on the Gemara Masechta Yoma, it's based on the Yerushalmi. Elim kenaya miturgeman aviv shalchacham urabo. So let's just think critically for a second. So we have two halachos here in the Rambam, and it's hard to believe that they're not related. One of them seemed very important to mention, that a miturgeman must be a faithful conveyor, right? Moshe yedaber velo kim yanenu v'kol, velo yagbia kolo, velo yan meches kolo. Say it exactly the way that you heard it. It's a very difficult thing to do. Right? But that was the experience of Maimon Har Sinai. And the only time a person can be Mishana is Aviv or Rabbo. And then like a little bit of a trifling halacha, right? It seemed like a less significant to say, oh, by the way, if the Rebbe is showing deference, the Magid Shir is showing deference for his father, for his Rebbe, right? So the Meturgaman in general, right, there's not a situation where the Meturgaman is the Rebbe or the father, but the Meturgaman can say the person's name because it's not offensive for him to do so. So the theme here in the Rambam is Rabbo Aviv, right? Clearly, based on the Yerushalmi. So what is going on in the Rambam? So I think Ephraim had a Svara. Yeah, for sure he's passing the Yerushalmi over the Bavli. So we're just trying to say the... Why did the Rambam go out of his way to tell us, oh, a Meturgaman can say, he's not, you know, it wouldn't be offensive for him to say, in the name of Rav Moshe, in the name of Rav Chaim, The same way, we know the halacha. The Rambam already told us, you know, Yishimo Vaviv Tiro. We know the halacha of Morabcha Kimora Shemayim. We know the halacha. Okay, maybe you don't know the halacha yet, because this is Perek Dalet, and that comes up in Perek Hey. So, okay, maybe it's not such a good question. But you understand what I'm saying. Why the Rambam need to tell us that? What's the theme? What's the motif of this halacha in the Rambam? Why did the Rambam paskin like the Yerushalmi over the Bavli? Yenison?
Maybe it's after to say that the Hanamina that I wanted to have is that the tiger is supposed to be, I guess, is supposed to be the Maggid Shear, meaning in full force. So if you say, it's almost like a Shliach Sheldon Kmoise issue. I mean, how far do you say it's Kmoise? How far do you say that the Torgman has to teach exactly what the Maggid Shear says?
Right, so that's a general halacha, but Aviv Rabbo has certain license. It could be Mishan, even if it's not Gadol. And then the opposite direction, whereas the Maggid Shear has to show enormous deference to Aviv Rabbo, that, you know, doesn't bind the Meturgeman, because it's obviously not his father or his Rebbe. So, I'd like to suggest this Rambam is actually about Masora. Mitorah Shebal Peh. So the Rambam had asked in the previous halacha of Ketzad Melamdin, and we made the argument of Re'iya and Shmiya and Bayesheni, and the possibility, in light of, especially of halacha Aleph, of Torah being transmitted but Masorah not being transmitted, producing Talmidim She'enam Hagunim. And the Rambam picks up on that motif and talks about what is transmission really about. So, l'chora, what the Rambam is saying is that transmission requires basically two things. Precision, the iser l'shanos, that applies in general. So it requires precision and reverence. And those two are in balance with each other. So halacha one is that there's a total iser l'shanos. And not only that, but the voices have it to even sound the same. But that's counterbalanced against reverence, masora, for the previous generation, Rabo Aviv. It's not a threat to the Torah Shebal Peh to stray from that kind of precision if it's coming from Aviv or Rabbo, because as we know, if Aviv is already the Meturgeman, so that he's part of the Masorah as well, even if the Ben has surpassed the father, it may not be technically Gadol Mimenu, but the Torah Shebal Peh can exist and can tolerate Shinuyim if it's Rabbo or Aviv. It doesn't compromise the system. And Me'idach Gisa, right, when the Rebbe is expressing unique reverence for his father or his Rav by not naming them, it's not a problem for the Meturgeman to name them. But that has to be stated explicitly. Right? The Meturgeman has the right to say, for accuracy's sake, so everybody knows who they're talking about, the Rav is saying the name of Rav Moshe, the Rav is saying the name of Rav Chaim. Ricky Vager is saying the name, he said, Mori Chosni, it means the Chsam Sofer. V'chulei. The Hainu, that the entire method of transmission of Torah Shebal Peh has to be extremely precise, extremely rigorous, but also couched in reverence. So when the Rebbe is being less precise out of reverence, he's not saying who it was because it was his father, his Rebbe. So the Meturgeman is allowed to correct and actually correct in the direction of precision by saying who exactly it was. And Me'idach, you know, we can sacrifice a little bit in terms of precision if it's already Rabbo Aviv and they want to say their own Svara, so that doesn't compromise the transmission of Torah Shebal Peh. But it's all about the balance between precision and reverence. And the two halves of the Rambam cohere. Rabbo O Aviv. It's not a trifling halacha. The Rambam tells you that the Meturgeman can actually name the people. He can go for greater precision right? The reason that the Magid Shir wasn't doing it was actually out of reverence. Okay. I'll we'll hold it up here. Mirtz Hashem will pick it up there on Monday. And we'll continue with Bekiyas in a moment.